in our strive for success and greatness, faith and power. When I think on faith and power, I tie in my religious beliefs, the faith that I have for myself to ensure that I know that I am the one, I am him. I understand that that can come across at times arrogant or cocky, but that's only for a simple-minded or weak-minded person. What we have to start understanding is that when it comes to your faith, you must know that you are the one, whether that's for female or male, but you are the one. You're the one that's been told and turned down and rejected numerous times and informed that, sorry, but you're not the right person for this position. We're going to go in another direction. Or you've been told numerous times in your life, no, right now, you're not the one that we want to play on this team right now. So you keep working out and try again next season, and maybe you can come around for it. Or even if that's being told by someone that you had feelings for, whether that's intimately or on a friendship level, where they've told you that, oh man, you know, it's not you, it's me. Maybe, or even if they even told you something along the lines of, you have things that you need to work on. Now, out of all three of those situations, they were not wrong. You do have things that you need to work on, but you must understand that your faith and the power that you have installed in you, it was that you needed to work on yourself, to build yourself up, to maximize yourself to even more potential, open even more doors. The real issue when we hear those words being spoken to us is that we think that we're not enough. Maybe that we weren't what those people, those companies, those friends, those relationships were looking for. But have you ever looked at it from the opposite side and realized that you were too much for them to even be able to hold or keep a grip on or a clasp on? We have to understand that at times we have too much power, which turns people away from us. And at times we don't have a lot of faith. But when you tie in your faith into your power, that's when you become even stronger. Number one, your faith is what you rely on in times of success, in times of when you've been defeated, as well as in times when you're in need. You have to understand that you can't go on in life without faith, a belief in something. Now, I'm a Christian. I know for a fact that God has always stood with me and that he has kept me through times where I did not know how I was going to get through a situation in even a moment and in life in general. But I do know for a fact that without my faith, I would have been out of the race. I would have been defeated. I would have lost numerous years back when I was down and out. But at that time, I felt it. It was something that I can't make you know, visualize. I cannot make you visualize it because it's something that you have to experience for yourself. But I know for a fact, without my faith, I would still be down on the ground. I would not have gotten up to continue my race to strive for greatness and success. I would have given up a long time ago. But I do know this much: power, with the power that people hunger for, that they are eager for, that they want so badly, that power is what ends up driving people into a deeper and darker hole, which is why I state first, you must have both. You have to have both. You can't have one without the other. You must, number one, find what it is that drives you. Let that be your faith. And your power simply comes from within yourself. You have strength that you have yet to unlock. I think about times where I've been in a fight physically and I had done something where I displayed strength that I did not know I had. And when I try to go back and either do it again, whether with that fighting situation or even in the gym where I've gone in with something on me and I will try to go back and reenact that scene or that moment where I'm trying to lift an amount of weight without that extra pressure on me, I can't do it. And, you know, it's funny how power works. It's not a switch that you can turn on and turn off, but it's actually something that you have with you at all times. It's just solely the matter of unveiling it and ensuring that you treat your power like a plant. You must water it. You must nurture it. You must give it sunlight. But you also need to do that with your faith. They all tie in. They both tie in together. And once you start to understand that, you will be able to push yourself to places that you never saw yourself going. I look at it now, and I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and we sat down and talked and said, man, I honestly never thought I'd get to see Dubai. And now I've spent almost a year here in the country, but it's been an amazing journey. But also faith, being able to understand that you would not have been able to make it through certain levels of your life and challenges and moments, key moments of your life, without being able to understand your faith and having some sort of understanding to lean on that. We all have times where we will encounter periods and everlasting periods, they seem like at the moment. But when you go back and look at where you were when you went through those periods, you understand that your faith carried you through that, which then activated your power to help you push that challenge, that difficult time, that error off of your shoulders, off of your chest, get that burden off of you, because you know that if you would have fallen victim or have been held captive in that moment, you would not be where you are today. The hardest part about it is understanding the structure. We have to create a structure for our lives in order to enhance our faith and our power. Because it's so easy to get off track, to get sidetracked from your faith, which now you're having a decrease in your power. When it comes to having some sort of physical job or wanting to have a greater force in your life, when you want to go somewhere that you've never been, it requires more rest, but it also requires more effort. So you cannot fully exert your effort at 100% day on and day off if you're not getting your rest. So when I state that, I want to tie it back into your faith. If you're not nurturing your faith and your power by giving it the water that it needs, the sunlight that it needs, and the nurturing that it needs, by getting out the roots from around your flower, by giving it enough water, by ensuring that the sun touches you, that you put some type of light on your faith and your power, your plant will die. Your faith and your power will soon start to become depleted and will be useless. Well, I won't say your faith is useless. I will say this. If you do not feed your soul, if you don't feed your faith, and if you don't do things to continue to lift your power, it will start to just slowly drop, drop, and drop. And once it starts dropping, that's when we fall into those gray areas where you may come up with depression and anxiety. But all of those things tie into your mental, your psyche. And when you understand that you need your sun, you need your water, you need your nurturing, whether that be talking with someone, understand, or just writing it out, reading your faith, understanding, getting a better understanding and comparison as to your life and what others have gone through, then you will know for a fact that you need more light, you need more water, you need more nurturing. You have to sometimes, when you're dealing with a plant, you have to sometimes take the roots out, the bad roots that end up killing the plant. And what a lot of us don't want to do, because we don't want to feel like the bad person, is we don't want to separate ourselves from the bad roots that we're around, whether that's people, social media, music, anything that can influence you in a negative manner or get you off track. We feel like oh, wow. You know, if I separate myself from this person, they might look at me as if I'm the bad guy. To hell with it. If they're your real friends and these people that you're surrounding yourself with are really for you, then tell them, hey, I need some time off. I need some time away. And either they'll understand it or they won't, because at the end of the day, you're by yourself in this world. It's solely upon you as to what you get out of this life. You only have one life to live. So why would you spend it being rooted to something that's going to have a negative impact on you? I know that I can solely speak on this topic so well due to the fact that for the longest, I wanted to be so deeply rooted with those who had a negative impact on me. And if you're surrounded and rooted in with negative persons, then how can you expect a positive outcome? Now, you can't have yourself in a position to where you're wanting a 100,000 salary, but you're hanging around 50,000 salary people. You can't expect yourself to be able to go somewhere without some sort of guidance. You can't solely travel somewhere you've never been if you don't have a GPS system, or if you don't have a map, or if you don't know where to travel. You have to have some type of guidance. So in order to get to that $100,000 salary, you have to first see what people who make $100,000 salary do. Now, you jot that down. You make notes. In order to get away from those bad roots, you have to see what people who have unrooted or uprooted themselves out of that negative situation that they were once in and planted themselves in another beautiful garden surrounded by other beautiful flowers did in order to get there. Now, I know that is an off-the-wall example, but at the end of the day, is truth behind the matter. We all love the story about the rose from that grew in the concrete, or even in the darkness. It's two separate stories. But the thing about that is, why would you try to force yourself through even more difficult times when it's easier to extract yourself out from the negative that's surrounding you or even blocking you, and you're just trying to push yourself through a crack? You're able to form and mold yourself into what you want. You're able to surround yourself with who you want to be surrounded with, even if there's no one. Even if there's no one. You have to be able to plant your faith. You must be able to water your power and nurture all both of those two in order to grow. And once you're able to realize where you're coming from with that and where you're going, you'll see the difference. One of my favorite things that I love doing is writing notes down for myself to help me be able to understand and comprehend the times of where I once was. That's how I tap in with my faith. Even when I'm reading and studying, I'll write notes down from the Bible. I'll write notes down and tie that into what I've gone through in my life. And over time, as it goes by, and I go back and I'll find that notebook and I'll read some of my notes and was realizing what I once were, where I once was. I've grown. I see my strength. I see my power and how it's increased, and there's been a solid influx in it. But you cannot let that stop you from continuing your growth. You must realize that, yes, I've elevated myself. I've promoted myself. I've put myself in a brand new tier. I was once tier 2. Now I'm on to tier 3. Now I'm going to 4 and 5. But in order to do that, you have to realize and accept that You need to separate yourself. You have to be able to take care of yourself before you can even attempt to try to take care of someone else. Because if you don't do that first, your shit is going to fall off. Or better yet, as my grandmother once said, their shit is going to become your shit. You're going to help them get out of that hole, and you're going to realize that you lift them out of the hole and they pulled you in. That was how they got out. Faith and power keeps you level. It keeps you balanced. I like watching some of the people at the circus when they have the thin line that they walk across, the trapeze, I want to say, and they have a net under them. But they're also walking across with a bar in their hand. Now, I like to tie that into this. The bar is their faith. They're carrying it with them as they go across the wire, as they're on their journey across the wire. Now, yes, they have a net under them, but the bar that they're holding, the balance beam, is their faith. And their power is within them using their legs to stay balanced, taking one step at a time. The issue that we have is once they get across the rope or whatever they're walking across, whatever the proper terminology for it is, once they get across that, they put down the balance beam. And in a sense, they're putting down their faith because they've made it to where they want it to go. They made it across their possibility of falling. So you have to keep your faith with you. Even once you make it on your journey, once you get to that area that you're looking for, you have to keep your faith with you, because the moment you put it down, who's to say that once they make it across to the next side, they end up taking a bad step, they slip, and they fall off. Luckily, there is a net under there, which also is your backup faith. But that's how God will catch you at times. But once you put your faith down, who's to say you won't slip up and fall? You have to keep your faith with you in order to keep your power, keep your legs under you, you know? And so many times, and I'm guilty of it as well, so many times have I realized that, oh, things are great right now, you know? Yeah. Man, you know, I'm really tired. I don't need to pray tonight. Or maybe I just, you know I don't feel like getting up to go to church. Now, what if God gave up on us like that? What if he said, you know what? I've been working. I've been doing all of this for them. I don't get thanks all the time. Not everybody prays me. I'm tired. Let me take a couple of days off. I'm so thankful that he doesn't do that. But we do that with our faith. Is it fair? No. But is it life? Yes. You have to carry your faith with you at all times, because the moment you put down your faith, your power dies out as well. It will take a deep dive, just like how they use those graphs on the stock market. You must realize that in order to become the man or woman or person that you want to be in life, you have to keep your faith with you and your power. Even if that means you're tired at night and you don't get the 8 hours that you feel is needed. I cannot tell you the last time I got 8 hours of rest. It sounds nice, but I'm on a mission right now. I'm on a journey, and I have to realize that it's other people trying to do what I want to do. So no, I cannot take a break from using my faith and enhancing my faith and enhancing my power, because the moment that I do, I will be surpassed by someone who has a bigger why than I do, that may have had a darker time than I have in life, that may have been through more shit than me. But I don't care, because at the end of the day, I'm him. I'm number one. You're you. You must understand that at the end of the day, you are going to face competition that has other powers that they use to push them, other motivational factors that they use to push them. But don't let their faith or their power be stronger than yours, because at that moment is when they will surpass you. Now, we're all on our own journeys, but we are in a race. And the race is against ourselves, but it's also against others. Think about where you are right now. Think about where you were the year before and think about where you want to be next year at this time. In order to get there, you have to tie in your faith. You got to pull it in, pull it closer, and understand that you will not lose grip of that. You will not lose sight of that. You will keep it with you everywhere that you go. Next, you will use the other hand to pull in your power and understand that this power is mine and it's only going to get stronger. It's only going to make me want even more. It's only going to keep me even more uplifted. And I'm going to water it. I'm going to provide the light for it. I'm going to take the roots away from it that's pulling me out of my element sometimes, and it pulls me down into these depressed areas, these anxious moments. The only reason why you're anxious is because you know that you can be doing better, but your mind is telling you, oh, it can get done tomorrow. And then it keeps going back to the next day until you realize, oh man, this is due. It's past time. Now think about it. What if I told you every day that you push something off, 100,000 people passed you? You don't know what somebody else's path is. The only path that you can keep up with and ensure does not get delayed is yours. But you must also ensure that your faith and your power stays intact so that way your battery, your personal battery, your soul does not deplete itself. You must always ensure that between your faith and your power, you always keep it charged up. As always, I appreciate everybody who tunes in. If you're checking me out on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, comment on anything else that you want to hear. But always be sure to keep your faith and your power fully charged up. Peace.